This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is confident about the upcoming vote count for the debt ceiling and budget cuts package.
Today, the American people is over. We're going to pass the largest cut in American history. It's just a small step putting us on the right track.
This comes as President Joe Biden and McCarthy assemble a coalition of centrist Democrats and Republicans to push it to passage over fierce blowback from conservatives and some progressive dissent. A rare drone attack jolted Moscow before dawn, causing only light damage but forcing evacuations as residential buildings were struck in the Russian capital for the first time in the war against Ukraine. The Kremlin, meanwhile, pursued its relentless bombardment of Kyiv with a third assault on the city in 24 hours. Meanwhile, International Atomic Energy Agency Chief Rafael Grossi on Tuesday said that neither Russia nor Ukraine committed to respect five principles laid out by the International Atomic Energy Agency to try to safeguard Ukraine's Russian-occupied Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant.
We believe that this is a deterrent factor in case anybody would have the idea to attack a nuclear power plant. It's not enough. We need peace. We need the complete stabilization of the situation.
Grossi spoke at the UN Security Council. He's tried for months to craft an agreement to reduce the risk of a catastrophic nuclear accident from military activity like shelling at Europe's biggest nuclear power plant. After addressing the council, Grossi highlighted the fact that no party had rejected the plan outright, since no representative had voiced opposition to the principles. This is VOA News. Former governor of the U.S. state of New Jersey, Chris Christie, is planning to announce a bid for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination on June 6th in the early nominating state of New Hampshire. This according to a person familiar with the matter said on Wednesday. Christie will join a growing field of Republicans vying to topple former President Donald Trump in the party's primary and take on current U.S. President Joe Biden, who is expected to win the Democratic nomination for a second term. North Korea acknowledges its attempt Wednesday to put the country's first spy satellite into orbit has failed. Meanwhile, as VOA's Bill Gallo explains, air raid sirens issued in error in South Korea have its normally unbothered residents concerned.
Though many were confused, few seemed to panic. But now they have questions. Why was the message sent in error? Why didn't all residents get the same warning? And where would they go if they did have to evacuate? Seoul officials defended their approach, saying it's better to be safe than sorry. But there is a danger that people will ignore future alerts, says Seoul-based international relations professor Mason Ritchie. South Korean officials may soon get the chance to do it all over again. North Korea Wednesday acknowledged their satellite launch failed and said they will attempt another very soon. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
A military spokesperson says Sudan has suspended its participation in talks with a paramilitary force it has been battling for weeks. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The official said Wednesday that the move is a protest of the Rapid Support Force's repeated violations of the humanitarian ceasefire, including the continued occupation of hospitals and other civilian infrastructure in the capital. The development was a blow to the United States and Saudi Arabia, which have for weeks been mediating the conflict between the African nation's warring sides. There was no immediate comment from Saudi Arabia or the United States. Sudan descended into chaos after fighting erupted in mid-April between the military and the RSF. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The United Nations says that for the first time in Syria's 12-year war, people in every district are experiencing some degree of humanitarian stress. The world body says Tuesday that a staggering 15.3 million, nearly 70% of the population, need humanitarian aid. A UN appeal for $5.4 billion to help over 14 million people in Syria is less than 10% funded, and the UN World Food Program has warned that without additional money, 2.5 million people are at risk of losing food or cash assistance starting in July. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.